Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. We're learning here a new topic. It's the topic of Niske Shechenim. We introduced this in the Psichot in the Masechta. You have two people living next door to each other. There's no agreement between them. Reuven lives in number 17 on this street, and Shimon lives in number 19. They're living next door to each other. There's no Haskoma Beinehem on any code of behavior. Reuven, of course, can't be Mazik Shimon, and Shimon can't be Mazik Reuven. Reuven can't throw rocks over the fence and break things in Shimon's property. Shimon, obviously, can't throw rocks over the side of Reuven's property and break things there. That's a Mazik. But there's all sorts of ways that Reuven, on his side of the fence, could be damaging to Shimon. Today, we would say the obvious example is playing loud music at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, of course, there's a mitzvah haftalur echa kamoicha. There's midas toivos. There's all sorts of different things that you could factor, gezel sheina, but these things are not kosher mishpat. These things are midos and derech eretz. And of course, Reuven that disturbs his neighbor and makes his life miserable, Shimon disturbs Reuven, then mushchasim. But in terms of kosher mishpat, there's a separate inyan called nizkei shcheinim, that there's certain things that Chazal, the pashtus is that's a din derabbanan, created that if Reuven engages in certain activities on his side of the wall that would be damaging to Shimon, we see Reuven kiviyochel as encroaching in Shimon's property, even though Batsim he's being oisik on his side of the fence. And the same goes obviously for the other side of the fence. Again, there are Rishonim that hold that there might be a Makor Deiraisa, some Mechudish Dekatzad, there's Rabbi Nochananu that says like that. But Lamaisa, the Pashas, is that's all Takana de Rabbanon. To define the wall between the two as not only that, defining where Reuven's allowed to be Mishnamish and Shimon's allowed to be Mishnamish, but there are certain things where Reuven is called encroaching in Shimon and Shimon is called encroaching in Reuven. That's the subject of this perek. Many of the cases, there's a basic machlokes in Hachokas Nezikin. That's what it's called. It's called Hachokas Nezikin, it's Nizke Shcheinim. And then we talk about the Chiyuv of the Nizik to be Ma'achik Atzmoy, or the Chiyuv of the Mazik La'achik Atzmoy. Normal, there's a Machlokes between the Tanakama and between the Biyosi. The Lashon of the Mishnah we'll see later on is the Biyosi holds Ala Nizik La'achik Atzmoy. It's interesting, this Machlokes is in Mishnah Yud Aleph, came out by the end of the Perek, and still the Gemara quotes it extensively over the first half of the Perek. So that's why we're saying it over here, because it's a Hagdama. Rabbi Yossi Haglili's basic looking at things is that when Reuven is being Mishtamish B'Toch Shaloi, so we can't say that he's Mechuyiv to, let's say, not do certain Tashmishin right next to the wall because it's going to cause damage to Shimon. He's on his side of the fence. He's not a Mazik. The definition of a mazik is when Reuven invades Shimon's space, Shimon's place, or Shimon's property. Here, Reuven's being misasik in his own property. The fact that there might be underground, there might be a certain amount of hezik, that's not Reuven's doing. So then Allah nizik lachas asma. Tanakama holds not that way. However, the Gemara says that there is a certain level of direct cause and effect, even when it's on Reuven's side of the fence, that even Rabbi Yossi is moida would be called that it goes into Shimon's property. It's called Reuven is directly damaging Shimon. This, the Gemara gives the name Givi Delay. Givi means arrows. It's as if he's shooting straight to Shimon's Rishus. We see him as a Mazik. Moide Rabbi Yossi B'Givi Delay, that's the main catchword over here in this parak. It's Gemara Daf Chof Beis. The definition of Givi Delay is not a simple definition. When does something come into Lamashal? If Reuven plants a tree on his side of the fence and the roots creep under and they go under the fence, and they go into Shimon's property, and now he's having a hard time planting because there's roots there. Reuven didn't do that. That's Shimon's problem. However, if Reuven sets up, the case of the Gemara is, Reuven sets up a ladder in his property, and the ladder is a launching pad for wild animals to jump up, climb up the ladder, and then be able to jump into a tree on Shimon's fence, over the fence into Shimon's property, and kill animals, we see that as a direct cause. Is it when the Maisa Mazik, it could be considered somewhat a direct Maisa? Or is it because the cause and effect is immediate as opposed to something like a tree, which takes years to develop? It's a creeping process. That's Reid in Rishonim. How you understand Giri Delay sets up a major machlokes in Pshat. The Mishnah now is going to say a bunch of things that a person is not allowed to do samuch lemeitza with chaveroi. Is that because the Mishnah is going like the Tanakama that holds that every hachok's nezikin is also even when it's not Giri Delay, not like Rabbi Yossi? So even though the Gemara says that we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, many in the Mishnah say shalai kedin, or we'll say no. These cases are considered Giri Delay. It shows how much you could use the definition of Giri Delay for the cases that are bifanenu. This is a major machlokes Rashi and other Rishonim. Now let's start the cases themselves. Lo yachper odom bor samach lebor shechaveri. One is not allowed to Reuven dog on his side of the fence. A bor near Shimon had a bor on the other side. The Mishnah lists off there are different types of diggings that a person can do. There's a bor, a shiach, and a ma'ara. These are things that are mentioned all over Shas. A bor is a round pit. A shiach is a narrow, long pit. And a ma'ara is something that's more square-sized. It's not narrow, but not round. And it usually a ma'ara is like a cave. It has a covering. Le'amas hamayim. Amas hamayim is a water canal. Nivreches is a pool of kofsim, where laundry is done. It's not just water over there, but chemicals are used to clean the clothing. And the chemicals cause all these things, being, even though they're on Reuven's side of the fence, they will cause damage to things that are already on Shimon's side of the fence. So therefore, Reuven's not allowed to do them. Elam ken hirchik mi koisel chaver shloisha tvachim v'sod besid. He has to move away 3 tvachim, and he has to reinforce the side of the pit that he's digging with sid, with cement. Now, the wording of the Mishnah seems to imply that Reuven's not allowed to do something because Shimon was there first. Who told Shimon to put it there? Again, Shimon had a right to make an assumption that maybe Reuven's at one point going to want to do his own. Why is Shimon more in the right than Reuven? So the Gemara has a discussion about this. We're talking about a soda where the derech is lachba baboyres because it's necessary to irrigate the field. So memela b'chi ha'gavna, both of them are not allowed to be samech. The Mishnah is takal l'shtigal lav dafka. Not that when Shimon already had a bar, Reuven's not allowed to do it. Shimon's not allowed to put it there in the first place, and Reuven's also not allowed to. 3 tvachim next to the wall is going to get creep into the other rishos. If it's a soda she'en asur lita baboyres, the Gemara says that the first one has a right to assume the second is not going to have any damage. He's not going to put boyres there. So that would be the stomachs of the Mishnah, that if one did dig, so then the other one won't be able to dig and won't be able to go. Now, is this Giri Delay or not? Is this Mishnah going to be Yasi or not? Good. That's the shadow that we pose. That's Machlok Tushayn. The Mishnah continues. Marchikin es ha-gefes. One is Mechuyiv to be Marchik. Gefes is leftovers of Zesim. They squeeze them in the press, and then the skins of the olives could be stored. They could be used, I guess, for fuel or something like that. But Lamaisa, the best place, the most convenient place to store them would be up against the wall. Problem is that creates a little bit of an erosion of the wall. And we see that the one who's putting the psoilish, the gefes, shalzeisim on one side of the fence, is really undermining that which is on the other side of the fence. The same type of idea where there's a chemical effect that goes directly under the ground into the other side of the wall is by zevel, melach, it's by fertilizer, it's by salt, by sid. He has a factory with sid, with lime, with cement. He puts it over there that causes soil erosion. That's haslayim. Slum is a certain type of evan. I don't know exactly what it is that there's a very high density, and it creates it like almost like a heat, and that could destroy underneath. Mikosla shechaver shloisha dvarim, he has to be marked because it destroys not the ground on the other side, it destroys the fence itself. Again, he's putting it on his side of the fence. But you're not allowed to. This din of hakolks nezikin. You're not allowed to put it there if it's a direct hezik on the person who's on the other side of the wall. One last nekuda, the Gemara has an ongoing discussion when it says he has to be marchik shlesh tvachim visod besid. Does that mean visod besid? He needs to do both, or oisod besid? In the first part of the mission, the Gemara goes back and forth, different shittas. In the second part, the Gemara says you definitely need either this or that. It's like saying oi. Because these type of things are not mazik kol kach like a boris. It could be that either one is enough. Either the reinforcement or the harchoka. Marchiken es hazroin. You're not allowed to plant seeds three tvachim close to the wall because the seeds poke through. Ves hamachareisho is not allowed to plow up to the wall itself. Ves mei raglayim and hakoseh shlosha tvachim has to be marchik any usage of the wall as a mokum tsanua. For hatolas meraglayim, because that also has a chemical causes an erosion of the wall. Umachiket es harechaim shloishim nashechev. Here we're talking about somebody's using a millstone near the wall that divides him from his neighbor, and pashat the pounding of the banging of the rechaim of the millstone causes erosion. Shloishim nashechev. He has to be three tefachim from the bottom part. Shein arbo min harechev. The rechev is the upper part that pounds. Has to be four from there. That's where more of the effect is. Ves hatanu shloishim nakilyo. Has to be three tvachim away from the bottom, the base of the oven. Shein arbo min hasofa. What's the problem with an oven? The heat also has the same effect. Mishnah Beis is a continuation. Lo yamid odem tanu b'toch habayis. A person is not allowed to have a tanur heated up. Most tanurim were in the chotzer. But let's say he wants a tanur b'toch habayis the way it is by us. He's not allowed to have it. Elam ken yesh al gabov. If there's space on top of the oven, goyva arba amois, until the roof, because why? The ceiling can get heated up, and you'll damage the person who's on top. The Gemara actually says that even if there is nobody living on top, but the fact is that the roof of a house, this is not true today. We're talking about the Metzius and the way houses were built in Mechazal. The Metzius is that if the heat of the oven is too close to the ceiling could catch fire. The neighbors have a right to be marchik, something that's flammable. Hoyamamidoi, if you put the oven ba'aliyo, in the top floor, tzorch she'etachto maziva, there has to be a thick divider between that and the bottom floor, because again, the heat causes damage. How thick shloisha tvachim, ubekiro, kiro is a type of oven, you have perikiro, the third peg in Shabbos, with different halachas of a kira and a tanur, ayin shom. A kira al-koponim is that the heat is not that strong. So mela doesn't need a reinforcement of shloisha tvachim. It needs reinforcement of a tefach. Vim hizik mishalim asha hizik. Here the Mishnah says something which is very fundamental. Let's say a person has an oven and it did damage. Even though he was marchik those shiurim, that means he did take the necessary precautions. And it didn't go all the way up to the ceiling. Mishalim Ashezik, he has to pay. He's called a mazik. It could very well be that the reason why he's chayiv over here is because, again, we're saying that the fire is always, the person is always mechuyev for his fire. So, lamazong that he was machik, but at the end of the day, he has a fire and he has to watch out for it. So, memele, he'll be chayiv. Rishonim are done back and forth. Is this dafka by a fire, which is considered independent mazik, as opposed to, let's say, soil erosion or erosion of the wall, where there was some type of chemical effect, and mamela, there was damage on the other side, or the wall itself fell down. That he'd be mechuyf to, that's so indirect, to call him a mazik, the one who had something up against the wall, it's hard to believe. Others want a taina, an itur with a ramban, with other rishonim. Some rishonim want a taina. That if he was marchik, then he'll never be chayiv, because that's called not a ma'aseh mazik. That's in fact that he was mishtamish b'tech shaloi. A mazik, like we said, is invading or violating somebody else's place, space, or property. So memela over here that he was b'tech shaloi, why would he be chayiv? It's only if he was over on the din of the mission that's when he could be chayiv. Dafka be'esh will be chayiv, even though he was oimid l'fi de shulchan aruch in the harchok that he needed. Reb Shimon Aymer Le'amru Kol Hashirim Ve'elu Ele Shem Hizik Potim L'Shalim. Reb Shimon holds not that way. Reb Shimon holds that if they made the prerequisite harchok over here by Eish, then he's called an Einis. Reb Shimon asks a kasha. that when you learn Bava Kamma, it would seem that if somebody was marchik the amount of for a fire, let's say a person makes a campfire, and he's marking it, look at the Mishnah over there in Perek Vov, how far from the neighbor's property he has to be marked. The loch is his part, it's considered. So why over here, if he was marking enough, he's a chayv. So Shainim say a fundamental chilek, that over there is b'mikri, lit a campfire. Over here, this is something that he does b'kvius. So even though he was mekayim the achokah, l'maisa, it's still too close, and it's considered l'maisa if it's mazik, if it creeps, and it burns too intensely, it's considered his maisa. So melech b'chayim, that's what the Rishayim say, the Rif and other Rishayim.